Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for this beautiful Saturday morning, how the Lord is really blessing His people today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord gives His glory, His amazing glory, upon those who seek His face every day. Today is the day that someone got up early this morning and lay out before the Lord to ask God for His grace and mercy. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Oh, what a day it is, praise God, that we can look to the Lord and stay focused on Him and reach out for the Bible pertaining to His Word. Every morning, praise God, we need to seek God more than ever before by reaching out to the Holy Book that the Lord can minister, talk to us, and demonstrate His power, His glory among His people who believe in His Word. Good morning to the body of Christ. It's a blessing to know that the Lord do exist, that God is real. Someone got up early this morning at 3 a.m., midnight, 1 o'clock a.m., 2 o'clock p.m., whatever time God got you waking up for you to seek His face, that He want to have a conversation with you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I thank God that it was not the alarm clock that woke you up. It was God Himself woke you up with His mercy and grace. It was God by His love that He poured His love upon you for you to arise and shine and give Him the glory. It is God that manifests Himself, demonstrate Himself of His love for you and those, praise God, who seek His face every day. It was God, hallelujah, and praise be to His name. I thank God for being on the radio broadcast of the Rosa Sharon. Yes, He is the Rosa Sharon, the sweet smelling Savior, the lily of the valley. And thank God for those who are on their way, praise God, to do the work for the Lord. There are those, praise God, are coming together as a committee, as a group, praise God, and willing to go out on the street to share the Word of God, to give them pamphlets, praise God, a little testament Bible, praise God, whatever they are doing to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, to pray for the sick. Thank you, Lord, to donate food to those who cannot help themselves. Thank God that the ministries are going forth than ever before. And thank God that we are at the end of this year of 2024. And it won't be long. Praise God, we'll be entering into a new dimension in the year of 2025. Oh, I give God the glory. I give God the praise. But truly, I thank God for everything that He is doing for us in this hour. And this morning, I'm going into the book of John. Thank God, the 4th chapter, when Jesus had a conversation with the Samaritan woman. Praise God. And thank God when Jesus met the woman at the well. And I thank God for Jesus. Here comes salvation. She met her salvation. And the salvation was waiting for her at the well. And the Lord ministered to this woman. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. Now the Lord, and I thank God, in the ninth verse, I'm going to read the seventh verse of John, the fourth chapter. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth, for they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." And the woman said, "I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." See how the Lord revealed himself to the Samaritan woman that was seeking for the Messiah because she heard so much about Jesus, about that the Messiah was coming. Well, the Messiah was in front of her. Salvation was in front of her. She did not realize that she was talking to salvation. And Jesus was her Savior. Jesus was her salvation. And today, you ever think of sometimes that you're back against the wall? When you are in the middle of nowhere, in your life, you feel, what can I do? Should I go to the right or should I go to the left? Do you ever feel sometimes, praise God, that you feel like hope is not there when you want hope to be there? You feel hopeless. You feel helpless, praise God. You feel like you're all alone by yourself. But you don't realize that the Savior, salvation, is right there at your door. Jesus is your Savior, and I thank God. But when that Samaritan woman realized who she was talking to, she was convinced in her spirit that Jesus was the Messiah. And thank God when he let her know, is I'm the Messiah. I'm your salvation. I'm your redeemer. I'm your hope. Hallelujah. There's someone out there this morning is really seeking for the way how they can be accomplished before they get in the year of 2025. They really want to see what their life gonna be in that year. And they want to know, what can I do to make my life better in this time in the year 2025? Listen to what Jesus said when he was ministering to that woman at the well. And Jesus was giving her a demonstration that he was the living water. That water that we can partake, that we don't have to thirst, praise God. We don't have to run out of thirsty of when it comes to God's word. God's word cleansed in our lives. And guess what? That woman went into the town. And thank God for Jesus. She went into the town and left her water jar and went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah that came out of the town and made their way toward him? See, she let them know, could this be Messiah? Because he told me about my life. He told me what husband I had. And I told him I don't have no husband. But thank God for Jesus Christ. And then when they heard what the woman was saying, they all believed. Men of the Samaritans from that time believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritan came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. Because of his word, many more became a believer. Because of what the woman said, they believed in his word. And that's what today we got to believe in, what God is saying to us today. Whenever we hear people testimony, how God has blessed them in their testimony, how God has revived them, have been healed from the sickness because they hear someone in testimony. When somebody say, God healed me from cancer, God had blessed me financially, God had blessed me a home, God had blessed me in transportation, even God had blessed me with a come to salvation, because somebody had received Christ because of somebody's testimony. And I thank God for Jesus. Let's take heed to what God is saying to us. Believe in what God is doing in someone's life. If he did it for this Samaritan, what he think about you? That he could bring miracle in your life. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's don't fret. Let's don't be troubled by the adversary. Let's not be troubled of what's around us. Let's believe in God and trust God every step of the way. So may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you today. Have a God-blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Now forsaken.